WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World, locally owned and serving our community for over four decades. I'm Ed Jones with 47 years in holistic health here at Nutrition World, and I'm also here at Vital Health Radio with my co-host, Clint Powell, the PhD of Eastridge Waffle House, Chattanooga's premier podcaster, and he's always asking the questions that help you take control of your health and that maybe you are thinking of, but you can't really talk to us right now because we don't have access to that.
Well, you're a pretty important person, so I have special access. You're a pretty important guy, so you can't just willy-nilly walk up and start throwing stuff at
No way.
Come on, people.
Yeah, I've got
get it together.
Armed guards and everything around me.
Entourage.
Back up. Seven women who protect me.
And there we go.
There we go. All right.
24 seconds.
Hey, so we go back to the same thing three shows in a row. Where's Waldo? No, it's not where's Waldo. It's where did Edward eat this week? Remember that.
I do.
So where did, ask me the question.
Where's Waldo? No, I was just kidding. Where'd you eat at,
man? Oh, okay. Thank you for asking that question. I really appreciate that. How much you care about me and my habits. Ate at Cava twice because I had two for convenience, and ate at Epicurean once, which you guessed last week where I ate at. Yeah. Best broil trout, I think, I've eaten there for 40 years. It was the best in 40 years.
All right. That was one of my favorite moments, by the way. Go back and listen to last week's episode at the Vital Health Radio download on all your favorite podcast platforms.
It kind of knocked the wind out of me.
It did. It was
I had
so
something
good.
Set up.
It was beautiful.
Cockeyed.
Yeah.
And ate at Acropolis. Did my normal. Also, Moss Tequila Bar in Eastridge. You've seen that in Eastridge, haven't you? It's where the old Jenkins used to be in Eastridge.
Oh, I didn't know it. I thought,
And it's called Moss Tequila Bar.
Do they serve your drink?
Absolutely. Not on the menu.
Oh.
But they know my drink.
Okay.
Duh. Yeah. But I tell you, I'm a connoisseur of Mexican. I don't think I've ever had better. And it's a small family. I mean, they have four people at most that work in the place. And the guy is only 21 years old that owns it and runs it. I could not believe it. About 2 weeks ago, we ate there. And,
wow.
And his game on.
I'll take Jen there. She loves Mexican.
Yep. Moss Tequila Bar is what it is called. I know I've not eaten here. I think you have. Tell me about Riverdance. Is that worth going to?
Yes. So I think it's probably going to, it's like all new restaurants because it was relatively new when I went. It'll probably get better. It wasn't bad. Food was decent. It was better than average. The drinks were okay. They're very proud of their drinks. They charge. I think as they start building homes around it and it gets more more attention, they need the pressure of a crowd. It was very busy, but they just need to iron out a few things. So a couple of the dishes I got that were very good.
Okay.
But if you drive there, it's going to be more for the environment, the atmosphere, the ambiance, the view. It is a good place to go when it's special. The view's beautiful. The architecture is gorgeous. So it's a good one.
Okay.
It's worth going back. I'd probably go two or three times a year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hard to make it when you're 35 minutes away to me, I would think.
Yeah. And that's going to be the challenge until they get homes. They're building homes right around it. So it's going to be in the middle of some nice houses.
Real quickly, I just want to cover that. I have written five e-books on... It's on a different site. It's on theholisticnavigator.com. That's where we host about 105 different interviews over the past time period of years with very sometimes famous people from Dr. McCullough all the way down the list. But on there, we have printed five e-books. These are e-books written by me, not AI. I actually print that on the front cover. So if you're interested in oxalates and joint pain, how to improve your sleep, oral health, which has to do with maintaining your memory more than even your teeth and gums, immune system, and one called Are You Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired? That details the supplements I take on the Are You Sick and Tired, and also the bigger booklet is that one because it talks about everything from diet to lifestyle. It's the compilation of, if you got to read one to kind of put a plan together, that is the one. And when within a week, there'll be a new one, and it will be How to Use AI for Optimal Fitness.
I've heard you talk about that before. I look forward to that.
I am doing very well with it.
I'm pretty excited, too, that we got a guest today, and hopefully he can stay for more than one segment. The gentleman from Optimize You, Josh Porter, who's been on 18 to 80 podcast several times. He's been on this radio show before. He's also more than just the clinic. He also has something called Rebellion Health we're going to be talking about, and some myths around testosterone that we're going to bust out and kind of go over. It's Josh Porter. He'll be next on Vital Health Radio, and it's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, brought to you by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones here with Clint Powell, and for nearly 5 decades, I've worked in nutrition and holistic health. And every day at Nutrition World, we help people apply what truly works. Let's continue today's conversation and move you closer to stronger, more resilient health. You know, if you've ever heard me over the past few years, I always have one common or several common statements, one of which is, in order to age gracefully, we need to build a team approach. You expecting your regular once a year physical at your doctor to manage your health is a complete myth. It will not happen. Almost never will happen. You have to keep people in your circle that you trust, that has experience, that know you. One of those ultimate ones can be and should be Josh Porter from Optimize You. Welcome, Josh.
Thanks for having me on again.
Josh has a vast amount of his own podcast and information channels. And tell people real quick, what is your kind of specialty?
Yeah, well, my medical specialty is in the longevity space around hormone optimization. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at, I think you guys all know Matt Davis, but one of the things that he and I were talking about a few months ago on Clint's podcast, mm-hmm. actually, the greatest biohack, you know, because that's the common word that we use now from saunas to red lights, mm-hmm. but the greatest biohack that's ever been out for aging is hormone replacement. And so that's a huge portion of what we do at Optimize You. We do a lot of other things from cardiac markers to inflammatory markers, you know, peptides, recovery, those things. But what we really prioritize is the foundational building block for the aging person who's trying to feel great and mm-hmm. not, you know, just accept that it's just part of aging, and hormones play such a role in that.
And it's a role that, you know, I have not had people that I've super, super trusted over the years until you came into our complex. You are an independent businessman and you serve a lot of people in town. And it is, you know, for there was about 30 years of my 47 years where I thought we need to follow everything that Mother Nature has put in front of us, like the proper foods, fresh air, clean water. I still believe in all of that. Mm-hmm. But I always felt that just because our hormones were decreasing, well, that's following the rhythm of Mother Nature. I now kick that theory out into the toilet because once you start, you know, it's easy when you're 40 years old to say these things.
Yeah.
It's easy to believe them. But once you hit 50, especially as a man and certainly as a woman, my life is vastly better by hacking the different systems, and one of those is hormones. I am very conservative,
yeah, you
very
are.
Much so, as you know, but I know that there's a great value in doing that. And, you know, I talk a lot about what do I do. I mean, I could drop dead tomorrow, but I've had the most amazing freaking 69 years a man could ever have since dumping my wife.
So that's a different podcast, Ed. Let me move on in a very professional manner and save our guest who just looked at me like, help. The question I was going to say, or the comment I was going to make, and Josh, you can either add to this or kind of, you know, take it any direction you want. It's also easy to say that's Mother Nature, but we don't live in Mother Nature like we right. did 100 years anyway
yeah.
ago anyway, right? So we were eating different. We had different activity levels. Our stress level was different. We had more natural light. All of these different things contribute to we have manipulated Mother Nature mm-hmm. in a negative way mm-hmm. with our lifestyle. So Mother Nature isn't exactly like it used to be either. Our body accepts it differently because we're not living it the same
right.
way. So now you've got 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds with testosterone levels, and you can confirm or deny that our grandfathers might have had.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it is more relevant because our lives are different.
Yeah.
Evolution is a real thing of lifestyle, especially.
Well,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. You've got it's multifactorial for sure. On the one hand, if we want to, you know, go down the you know trail of evolution and just, you know, what we've seen in sequence of, you know, as time has gone on,
just in culture, especially.
In culture.
Yeah.
But if you think about it from just the lifespan, let's just take lifespan for example. If we're going to use the idea that we just let Mother Nature run its course. Well, go back 100 years when we didn't have modern medicine
yeah.
and say, okay, well, how did that work out? Well, majority of the time, you were dead by 45,
yeah.
right?
You had 10 kids and seven lived yeah, or so, five lived or something.
So as modern medicine, right? So we take antibiotics, which I'm totally fine with when needed appropriately. You know, we do these things as a way to create longevity and increase lifespan. And as a result, we've done that. And so now we're living in our mid-70s. And so things that you wouldn't have experienced, you know, 100 years ago at yeah. the age of 45, now you've got to deal with it because you're living beyond that.
Yeah.
And so that's one factor. That's a, well, we choose how to define what it is that Mother Nature, how we're going to adapt to that. The second thing, to your point, Clint, is from an environmental standpoint, I mean, workload is different. Stress load is different. Light exposure is different. Cell phones, food, there's so many factors that are working against us. And there was a study done in 2007 that really was revolutionary at the time. And what it did was it was looking at testosterone levels. And there's two good and bad things that came out of this. One, the good thing that came out of this was that it, for the first time, it showed us that there was a linear progression of testosterone levels declining. And so we could then see, okay, somewhere around mid-30s, you should start to see, as Mother Nature runs its course, a testosterone level decline at about a 1.6% annual rate, right? So now we could start to put some data around like timing and things
projection
like that.
Projection down the road. Yeah.
The second thing that it showed was that from generation to generation, so these, you know, a 40-year-old today compared to the, you know, generation before at that age, there was a sharp decrease, so 15 to 20% change, right? So to your point, fathers, grandfathers, their testosterone levels were elevated. The negative of this study was when they found this, one of the things they saw was testosterone levels have changed, right? They are now lower. And so prior to this study, in June of 2006, for example, the normal testosterone range was 300 to 1400. So imagine going into your doctor's office and you're on testosterone in June, everything, you know, your testosterone is 1,320. Everything looks great. We'll see in a few weeks, right? Well, you come back in July and you get your level checked and it's off the chart because the reference range changed because what they saw was that testosterone levels are declining. And then rather than saying, hey, there's a problem.
Why is that happening?
What did CDC do? They just moved the goalposts and said, mm-hmm. So you have this, what we call the harmonization of reference ranges, where now we just said, well, testosterone levels just aren't as high as they used to be. That's a problem,
yeah.
Right? That's a huge problem in our society to accept those type of statements as just, it's the gospel.
With no curiosity behind, like, why is that happening right to begin with? And then Ed, you can take it if you want to, but also the thing you guys live by is, we're living longer, so why would I not want to go, well, if I'm going to live 20 years longer than my great-grandparents or 30, why would I not only get the best, squeeze the most juice out of that lemon that I possibly can?
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm waking up. I'm sorry.
It was really good stuff. You missed it. Go back and listen to it. Cody's going to post it for you.
It'll
be fantastic.
We're going to talk about with Josh about the story regarding testosterone, estrogen, and prostate issues in men in the second segment, because you're one of the few guests that's going to get two actually segments. But what about this rebellion health that we're talking about? You came and did a book signing at Nutrition World, and it was outstanding. People just flocked in to get you to sign a book, and a lot of them thought they were paying for it. They came to the counter, and they were like, no, it's free. And they were like, wow, they were so impressed with you. So what is rebellion health?
Yes. And I love that you're asking this question. When I first started my practice, one of the things that I realized really quickly was that I had a lot of conversations that were repeated, you know, patient education and things like that. And so early on, 3.5 years ago, I started a podcast. And at that time, I named it Optimized Health. And it was appropriate and it served a great purpose. The issue that we had as time went on is that we realized that we are in a unique place within this type of medicine. And that unique place requires us to be bold. It requires us to be courageous. It requires us to be an advocate for people. And using that terminology, optimized, gives you some encouragement, but it doesn't challenge the status quo. And so the heartbeat of Rebellion Health is that there is a better way. Mm-hmm. There is actually the way your body was designed, that it's not for vanity purpose, that there's actually I believe deep down in within every single person that you have this calling, you have this purpose in your life. And so just like Clint said, like, why would you not want to, you know, one of the things I say in my book is, why would you not want to have the approach that you want to slide into the grave at 70, right? I want to be dangerous at 70.
Bingo.
I don't want to just say, well, it's just part of aging. And again, there's plenty of data that supports where I come from, because if you look at how this idea of like, just wait until, just allow modern medicine to, you know, treat you, take care of you. Okay, well, by the time I'm 70, on average, I'm going to have multiple chronic diseases. I'm going to be on multiple medications. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a slither of the quality of life that I want. And so for me, I wanted to be in a position because I've been entrusted, right? I feel like my calling is to take care of people, get them to wake up and to be challenged. And again, it's not my job to make them do it. It's my job to give them the information to empower them to make that decision. And so to take ownership of what I call the divine design. I think we're designed to fulfill a purpose. And so I want people, if you want to have abs, I'm all for it, right? But I want you to be looking at your health and your longevity from a standpoint of, man, how do I become the best version of myself now? And how do I become the best grandparent? And how do I pour into my team, my employees, whatever it is, right? Whatever that is for your life, how do I do that in such a way that I have control of it? And in healthcare, again, I've been in practice for over 15 years. In healthcare, the old mantra is you don't ask why, right? You come in, we tell you exactly what you need to do. We're the control. Mm-hmm. I think that's shifted. And I think COVID had a lot to do with that. And I think as that shifted, people need to have awareness. And I think one of the dangers, and again, this is, you know, part of the heartbeat of Rebellion Health, is as you really look on and we realize like we're drifting towards sickness, we're drifting towards disease, we're drifting towards decline. The system, right, this traditional medical system, again, ERs, I'm not saying I'm opposed to if somebody's having a heart attack, but the system itself from a longevity standpoint, from a preventative standpoint, was never intended to make you well, but to keep you sick.
Bingo.
So that's the system. Mm-hmm. But what's happened on the other side of this is that creates an opportunity. So when that narrative, now this is an enemy, now the opportunity is, I can go on social media, I can go online, and I can say anything that I want in contradiction to the system, and now I'm believed. And so I call that noise. And if you go on your social media feed and you watch people who aren't educated, who don't, you know, I had a guy, somebody on Instagram the other day who was, pushing this supplement. He does direct marketing, and he's pushing this supplement, and he's trying to talk about a half-life. He has no idea what a half-life is. And so that's a problem. That's mm-hmm. noise. And so for me...
Well, it's noise because they're saying things that you've heard legitimate people say. They don't know the meaning of it. They're applying to something that has no relevance. Yeah. And it's dangerous because Clint hears it and goes, oh, half-life. I've heard Josh talk about that. And Josh knows what he's talking about. So Tom must know what he's talking about, too.
That's
and
it's, right.
By transference, it doesn't work.
They use the word borrowed science.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
just, they're inadequate. But yet they're borrowing it. But it looks on a headline like, wow, you know yeah. something.
But people are they're hungry for it, right? Mm-hmm. Like and so because we don't get it over here in this system, mm-hmm. we're more apt to be naive and say, well, I'll trust that and I'll trust this and I'll trust this. And so again, as I've been in this space for almost 5 years now, what I've realized is, and I'm not saying I'm the only voice of clarity, but what I've realized is there needs to be more voices that provide clarity.
That I love that.
There is a system that's appropriate, and there are some great alternatives. But this space over here is, you know, again, we could talk, probably name a, you know, 10 people right off the top of our head. But I've seen in the past 5 years, the number of people who had credibility from my perspective, who would give information out. And then all of a sudden, every single time I see them on Facebook, Instagram, they're pushing a product. They're pushing, hey, I'm an affiliate of this. I'm an affiliate mm-hmm. of that. What does that do? It loses credibility. So how do you navigate that when you're like, well, wait a minute. Do you really care if I get into that cold plunge?
Yeah.
Because you think it's in my best interest? Or what kind of percentage are you getting out of it? I think that's a problem in our society. And and we're creating the same problem that we had with this traditional system where yes. it's, you know, pharmaceutical companies coming in and getting your doctor to prescribe a medicine, mm-hmm. right? Because there's kickbacks. Well, now you've got kickbacks in this noise section and there's no clarity. And so that's really the heartbeat of Rebellion Health is I want to give clarity. I want to be bold. I want to be courageous. I want to speak where others aren't willing to speak. And I want to encourage people to take ownership of their health.
What does that look like? If you don't mind me asking, are you okay if I go down this rabbit hole a little bit? The Rebellion Health part, is that a podcast? Is that speaking? Is that the book? Is that a different brand? What kind of elements are put together to create that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes to all.
Yeah.
And this is for Chattanooga people.
Yeah. For Chattanooga people, we have a podcast. We actually have we've broken it up. We used to do one podcast. Now I have we have three total podcasts. Laura Chastain, who's a female that's in my office that does incredible work. She's excellent when it comes to anything that we talk about on this podcast, but she has a passion for women. Mm-hmm. So she really kind of targets that audience. Mandy Livingston is also part of our group, and she has what's called the People's Rebellion. So what she does is, which is kind of cool, she brings people in who've got a testimony, who've got a story, mm-hmm. right? What's inspiring. She's not medical, so she just connects with people. Hey, how did you get into that? What made you do that?
And what's the name of that podcast?
The People's Rebellion.
And what was the name of Laura's podcast?
Laura's is still Rebellion Health.
Rebellion
it's just
Health.
All,
okay.
So we have these different podcast under this network. And then for me, I do some interviews on podcasts. I've kind of shifted away from doing a lot of the interviews as the interviewer and really moved more into being the voice, right? Being the mm-hmm. founder, the guy who's waving the flag. So I do a lot of content that goes out on YouTube, that goes on other social media platforms. I've been really fortunate to be invited to speak at pretty large engagements and, mm-hmm. and with some pretty popular people. One of my highlights this year is yesterday I was on a call and introduced Ben Greenfield, who is an incredible dude.
Stop.
You've met him.
I'm getting out of here. This is ridiculous. That's one of my favorite people.
He's incredible.
I tried to get him on 18 to 80 a couple times. He's just a guinea pig for himself. He
says that about himself.
He does, man.
But
he's
really love about smart. Him, and he's a lot like you in that he was doing this stuff before it was cool. Mm. Mm-hmm. And I told him that last night. I said, one of the privileges I have of introducing you to this group is there's so many people who want to use the word, I'm a biohacker. But he was a biohacker when biohacking didn't exist, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I just have so much honor for people like that. But that's so yes, there are some local events. One of my dreams is eventually we'll have a Rebellion Health symposium or yes. conference where we'll gather people like a Ben Greenfield yeah. to this area that we'll bring in some of the top people and really make Chattanooga known for I don't want to think about Nashville and Atlanta and all these other places being like, well, I got to go there to get this kind of
health. What a healthy place we live as far as outdoor and activity. Yeah. It's got a lot more than Atlanta and Nashville does. I mean, you got all the outdoor energy here with the parks and the waters and the mountain climbing and hiking. So I think it's a great place. I think it fits perfectly.
And the biggest thing I see that we all need is to understand that traditional medical thinking never looks for the why. It is a Band-Aid approach in most cases. Now, if you have pneumonia and you need antibiotics, it's not a why. We know what you have and we know what you need at that moment. But that is where we need an advocate. You use the word advocate. That's what you will be. I think Nutritional is a pretty good advocate for mm-hmm. people in Chattanooga. And it helps you to put a plan of action for the best aging that we can have. Aging is inevitable. There's no doubt about it. I'm not really interested in I'm not interested in living to be 90 like Brian Johnson thinks he will, or 100 or 120. Mm-hmm. I value his information. Mine is about quality of life at this moment, and average life expectancy is about 72 or 73. Heck, that's pretty darn good myself. Mm-hmm. I just want to live fullest and slide in to home base at full steam ahead.
That's right. Body used up. Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep.
Well, quick question. Do you want to, when we come back, are we going to be talking about testosterone and the myths around it and the changes that's been going on, correct?
There's so many myths regarding testosterone that I have listened to for 47 years. Yeah. And I know, how old are you, Josh?
46.
40. Yeah.
Way to go. Hey, don't say anything. I'm going to take us to break, and then when we come back, we'll make fun of Ed being older than everybody. But right now, we're going to take a break and give off to our sponsors who are making this possible. It's Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, powered by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones alongside Clint Powell, and at Nutrition World, we serve hundreds of families each week, actually 400 people per day plus, and that cuts through the confusion and focuses on proven strategies that support your long-term wellness. In this segment, we're diving deeper again into what really will move your health needle. You know, we're talking to Josh Porter, Optimize You, Rebellion Health, and talking about the beauty of a new kind of system that he's come up with to help us to optimize our own journey of years and decades. But where do people go from this? If they've heard you on this second segment, we're in number three now, segment, what would be the next move?
Yeah, so if you're interested in being a part of what Rebellion Health is doing, it's very simple. We have a website, rebellionhealth.care, and it's a free link. You join the Rebellion. In that, we give you systems that you can follow. So there's challenges. There's just ways for you to start educating yourself. You'll have links to the podcast. You'll have resources. I'm developing a course right now that looks at 107 different peptides. So there's just ways that we are going to be providing just education, education, mm-hmm. education. So it's a great place for people to get started.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So let's migrate into the other topic, which is one that I hear, 400 people a day, and I don't get to speak with people like I used to, like you. We've gotten extremely busy running and strategizing in the business world, which is extremely important to mm-hmm. keep momentum going and the business. But the amount of concerns and worries with testosterone and men, especially from their wives or their girlfriends, let's just break it down into the recent knowledge that we now have that we didn't have 15 or 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Because every single physician almost that I ever knew would say it's dangerous to your prostate mm-hmm. to healthy men.
Yeah. Now, it's always a great question. And, you know, one of the things that's really exciting about this time of medicine is you are starting to see a lot of this dogma that has been you know, talked about for 50, 70 years that's starting to be questioned. And testosterone and prostate cancer is definitely a big one, right? Testosterone and cardiovascular disease has been another one. But let me give you a little background to the testosterone because I think it's important. Testosterone's been out for almost 100 years.
Really? So that long?
Yeah. So 1930s was one of the first esters were developed. In 1941, a urologist named Dr. Huggins was treating prostate cancer patients. And research studies were just different. It was a lot more like observational studies back then, and so case studies. And so this is where the narrative, just to give some background, but the narrative of how testosterone and prostate cancer were related was he had three patients, all had advanced prostate cancer. So it was in their bone. Prostate cancer in the bone is very painful. And so very, you know, difficult symptoms. And so what he did was he wanted to see if castration, so remove the mm-hmm. testicles, remove the production of testosterone, did that give that patient benefit, and did the markers, and now we check a PSA, back then they checked a different antigen that wasn't nearly as accurate. And so he would check this lab. And then on another patient, he gave them testosterone. And so then one patient fell off. So really we're talking about two patients on this study, right? And so what happened was there were two different truths that came out of it. On the one hand, what is now referred to as androgen deprivation therapy, where we actually remove testosterone from a patient through things like Lupron. We don't do manual castration anymore, but chemical castration. That product or that process has been very effective since he developed that, because what he saw was when they did the castration, the patient's symptoms got better. And so, but on the other hand, what happened was he gave one particular individual testosterone for 3 weeks. Now, talk about a short period of time here. And in those 3 weeks, the patient's symptoms got worse. So in the conclusion of this study, he wrote that on the one hand, removal of testosterone could be mm-hmm. very beneficial. That is true. And on the other hand, the administration of testosterone is harmful. And that went unchecked for close to 75 years.
Wow. This is kind of normal in the medical system, isn't it?
Absolutely.
With these first little one studies, observations that become dogma.
And so it never got questioned, right? And he was very advanced in the field of urology, won the Nobel Peace Prize for his work. So it was, you know, you just don't question those people of high esteem. Yeah. And so for years, it went that direction. And then about 25 years ago, that started to be changing, right? Testosterone started to become a little bit more popular. Somebody I did a fellowship with, Abraham Morgenthaler, really was probably a pioneer in this age, in that he started to realize that testosterone made a huge difference in some of the symptoms that he was seeing around his patients. And he was a urologist. And so he's saying, hey, I can give testosterone and libido gets better, motivation gets better, drive gets better, all these.
Even heart health,
right? So he was seeing all these benefits and he was starting to push, mm-hmm. like, this is a really good product. And he was receiving pushback. So he spent the next 25 years really digging in to what is the relationship between testosterone and prostate cancer, or prostate, let's just say that. And what he found, what we now commonly refer to as the saturation model, was that the prostate gland does have what is referred to as androgen receptors. So androgen receptors are receptors on a cell that receives testosterone and activates that cell. The prostate has testosterone receptors or androgen receptors. And what he found was in the saturation model that if a man's testosterone level is below 200 nanograms per deciliter, so the reference range is 264 or 300, somewhere in that ballpark, to 915, 916. So if it was below 200, think of the prostate as almost like a little shriveled up prune, right? It had no androgen receptors being activated. And when he would give that gentleman testosterone, the prostate would expand. It'd grow a little bit. Once he got over a certain threshold around 300, it didn't continue. So it wasn't linear, right? Uh-huh. There was an advance and then it was saturated. So it's like a sponge. Sponge can only hold so much water. You pour water into the sponge, this water
expansion happens up to the point that it's maxed out. Yeah.
So the idea of, well, testosterone is like pouring gasoline on a fire is just not accurate, right? And he proved that with his saturation model. And so out of that, then he started to go back and look at, okay, what have the studies actually shown that we have this now narrative that we've just adopted as truth? And he found that there's really no data around the fact that this is the reality. And so then he started to really advance that field in, hey, if we, for example, I mean, there's studies now, and there's you're starting to see urologists where men who have low grade testosterone or low grade prostate cancers actually continue on their testosterone. Mm-hmm. There are some advanced prostate cancers where it's probably in your best interest just to kind of pull back, not because the testosterone is driving the cancer, but again, if you think about it, if I can shrink a gland that is cancerous, it's easier to target. It's less likely to spread. And so it's not that the testosterone, but it's a byproduct of just, hey, right, make that gland as small as possible. And so the androgen deprivation therapy is still a very viable treatment for somebody who has advanced prostate cancer. But one of the things you're now starting to see, and again, I'll use Dr. Morgenthaler for this because I think he's been the pioneer. He had a patient who was in his 70s, 80s, had advanced prostate cancer, had been told he couldn't, you know, it's terminal. He's got 6 months to live. And he found Dr. Morgenthaler and said, hey, they're telling me I can't have testosterone. I feel terrible. I don't care. I've only got 6 months to live. Mm-hmm. I want to make the most of it. And so, of course, Dr. Morgenthaler has him sign all these consents and says, you know, if you're willing to do this, I'll do it. For 18 months, this guy lived the best quality of life.
Wow.
And at his deathbed, he actually wrote to Dr. Morgenthaler and said, thank you. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for being willing to give me my life back. Cause there was a date on it anyway. And so that then compelled him to really start to push that, hey, this narrative has to be stopped. And so the Traverse trial, which was a large study that came out in June of 2023, looked at both cardiovascular disease and it looked at prostate cancer, and they took men who were older age. And so one of the things about prostate cancer, it's the most common form of cancer in men. 1 in 8 men will develop prostate cancer. So it's very common. The older you are, the more likelihood you are to have it. And so what they did is they took this older patient population of men and they gave, for 3 years, they administered testosterone. So you had a placebo group, men not getting testosterone, treatment group they were. And after 3 years, so there were 5,000 men in the study for 3 years. That's called a 15,000 patient year study. It's a large study. That's a very big study for randomized controlled trial. And after 3 years of data, there was no increase.
Really?
So I think the treatment group had 12 cases. The placebo had 11. So statistically, wonderful, it wasn't significant. Yes. And so now that narrative that prostate cancer is going to, you know, you might as well, you're just a ticking time bomb if you're on testosterone. Yeah. It's just, it's very similar to breast cancer in ladies, really. Mm-hmm. But the testosterone, and then we were going to talk a little bit about estrogen, but they're now using estradiol in men, which is a form of an estrogen that men make it through conversion of testosterone. They're actually using that because it downregulates that androgen receptor. And so again, it's helping men actually progress without having to take chemotherapy drugs by just taking hormones.
Now, they're just doing estrogen by itself?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know those early myths are very solid, kind of like the myth that Clint lives by. He thinks that pecan waffles at Waffle House is a diet food. And
so,
a health food.
Real quick, that's misinformation. It'll get flagged on Facebook, but you don't put pecans in waffles. We're not communists. You just
Waffle
eat
House
regular
does,
waffles.
I think.
They do. I don't.
Oh.
I order an American
okay,
waffle.
Okay. I made an error.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so, you're right.
You, communist? I'm that's ridiculous. But it's not a myth, by the way. That's not a myth. The waffles are fantastic. Well, I just, and we've had conversations around this whole, that's why it frustrates me a lot. And I'm as far from a scientist as you can get, even though I do have a PhD from Waffle House, it is that science is always settled. Mm-hmm. That is such a dangerous, it's just as dangerous as the borrowed science you guys were talking about earlier. Either way, if you have experts saying this is a settled matter on everything, that can be a very dangerous place to be. It's horrible because we trust you.
That's right.
And we're just assuming you've done all the work so we can go pay our bills and live in our lives.
Yeah.
And here you are coming back going, hey, there's one case or something. You're like, well, that's ridiculous. You've got a whole industry built on that.
Yeah. Well,
I love the story of the guy with 18 months because that's how I lived my life at this age. Now, would I have done that at 49? Probably not.
Sure.
But at almost 69, I mean, the clock's ticking.
That's right.
Well, the other thing, too, is, and we don't have time to go down this rabbit hole, but it's the people, every time I hear test, a lot it goes straight with the men because that is our main thing. We get it. And it's 100% true, but testosterone is a hormone too that's just as important for women in the mix that what they have to have.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not to this high degree, but again, without that, it's an incomplete puzzle. And women are left out of a lot of these studies sometimes, mm-hmm. and they're left out of a lot of the stuff that's covered by insurance, all these different things that they have to deal with. And that's why I'm glad you have somebody like Laura that can sit down with people and just say, here's the what you need and how important it is, because it's a puzzle.
And one of the other black eyes in this conversation is the abuse at gyms.
Absolutely.
I mean, that has colored this conversation with physicians and people. I mean, when you look at, how many big bodybuilders really die early? A lot. Now, they're on more than just that, and they're on also about 8 to 10 times more than the average. Like, you would never give someone
that's not
that
even
level.
Considered testosterone therapy.
The question would go back to, you're always going to have people who abuse it. But if you look at when, testosterone is a natural ligand, right? Our body produces it. It is the only natural ligand that is a controlled substance, meaning it is in a drug class similar to an opioid. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to the 90s when Bill Clinton was in office, and that was a legislation that was passed. So my point is, we made it so difficult to access, similar to peptides, right? We made it so difficult to access that, what did you think was going to happen? Yes, people are going if I want to feel better, I want to look better, I'm going to find a way to get it.
Yes.
And that's why that industry, that black market, the bro science world really took off, is because they couldn't go to their doctor and actually receive it anymore.
And men need a little estrogen, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to, for years, all the bodybuilders, I'm taking the drug to get rid of all my estrogen.
Estrogen blockers.
We need some of it. What level on blood work is estrogen? 50 and under? What do you feel good
with? So it really depends. There's a lot of factors, because the enzyme that converts testosterone to estradiol is called aromatase. Mm-hmm. And so aromatase is an enzyme that's produced in fatty tissue. So if I've got a guy who's 40 pounds overweight, his testosterone level may be 800, but his estradiol level is going to be much higher than somebody who's lean. And and so there's a compensatory mechanism, because estradiol has a lipolytic effect, so it actually helps to burn fat. So I always look at it from the individual standpoint to see, is this harmful? Is he symptomatic? But in general, I don't really have a threshold. Again, it's kind of individualized.
Right. Okay. How cool. What a great piece of information that people need, because I don't think I've ever seen more men who have questions about any one thing as they get older than testosterone.
And one of the worst things you can do is not all the time. I know a lot of guys in the gym that are super educated, well-versed in it, but it is a lot of times one of the worst things you can do is just take your buddy's word for something without going to somebody like Josh or Laura or somebody and go, hey, this is what I've heard.
Yeah.
And so what do you think? Oh, no, don't do that. Yeah. Who told you that, Clint? Yeah, don't do what he said. What are you doing?
And then following up with appropriate blood work. And, I encourage even the guys at the gym, they're not even doing the blood work adequately.
Yeah.
That you can go to Be Well Labs at beginwithlabs.com, just walk in and get the blood work. And it's super important. I have a friend of mine right now, and here's what kills me, is how easy it is to get it just off going to the internet.
Oh, yeah.
And this stuff is the real stuff, but how consistent is it?
Right.
We're not sure.
Well, the raw material is the same, but the consistency, the sterility, where is it created in the back of your house in a bathroom? Yeah. Is it in a sterile environment? And so, I think there's a lot of questions about getting it on the.
And if a client comes to you guys, you do the blood work too, so they can just come in. It's a one stop shop with you guys, right?
Yeah,
You're the people that everybody goes to from Nutrition World.
Yeah,
and I will say, just to plug Nutrition World, there are a couple herbal formulas that I've seen. If you're at 350, they might get you to 425. Mm-hmm. That can be modestly significant for some men, and that's not using a testosterone. And it's helping your own body produce more of that. But we also have to look at, if you're terrible at of sleeping, under tremendous stress, you're not eating enough protein, do those things first if you've got a low number, and retest.
One of my favorite supplements, real quick, with that I actually put somebody on it yesterday for you guys, from you guys, is Masculinity.
That's it.
I use it has tons of fenugreek, but my favorite supplement out of this is Longjack, and sex hormone binding globulin, which plays a role in your availability of testosterone. There's actually some really good data around the use of Longjack to lower your SHBG. So it doesn't necessarily increase that testosterone, but it increases your availability.
It lowers the competitive
molecule.
Right. Yes. And I know I mean, you have so many patients that come to you, and they're all so thrilled. You run a very, very efficient business model, there's no doubt. And I know there's a lot of clinics in town, and I'm not one to sit here and badmouth specifically anybody, but a lot of those are not even close to how you monitor the patient. What they want to do, and it's just my opinion, is they want to give really high doses so that guy goes out and tells all their friends
right.
that he feels like Superman for a bit of time
yeah.
until all the negative stuff happens.
I will just say this. I've sent people to him that he said they don't need me.
Yep.
And I've sent two people to him and his team that says, though they do need me. And the word, and I know you might interchange it, so I'm not saying listen to find a mistake in the language, but the perspective of customer versus patient's a big mm-hmm. deal to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think if you're going to be some of the people you go to, you are a customer, which means I am there for a product, and you are here. It's a completely a commodity exchange, yeah. you know, and it's not a patient, which brings a certain responsibility of care, which means I'm not just stamping it.
And for a patient, they also have access to other goodies like red light therapy,
yeah.
cold plunge. Went down this morning at 8:30 and did the first red light at your place.
Did you?
I have, yeah. have not done it at yours. You know, being so ancient, I'm trying to tighten skin slightly.
Yeah.
And maybe
is
it will help.
Bed or is
no,
it
it's a stand up. I kind of like it. I like the bed too, but I like the stand up because all I care about is my abs. So I'm standing there 15 minutes on one side, about 5 on the other because I'm always in a hurry.
You don't have abs on the other side.
Oh, that's yeah, why I'm not.
Yeah,
I keep feeling back there.
Well, I'm a trainer. I'm a personal trainer, so just anatomy expert over here. I know you don't have abs.
How do you know what I don't have on the other side?
That's because you're always doing stuff on Instagram without your shirt on. Everybody knows what you have on. What are you talking about?
A lot with that.
The shirtless navigator. That's what we got over here.
Navigator. That's my new website.
I shouldn't have said it. It's on now. The monster has been created. Unleash the monster.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you very much for coming on, man. Absolutely. I appreciate it. This has been a good one. I love both segments, especially. We usually don't get two segments from a guest, so it's been really nice. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. We'll be right back after this commercial. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at NutritionW.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell, and for years on this show and daily inside Nutrition World, our mission has been simple: give you clear, trustworthy health advice you can act on. So let's wrap it up today with practical steps you can start immediately. What two wonderful segments with Josh Porter, yep. Good friend and wonderfully intelligent and educated man. What are their websites? Because I forgot to ask him.
It's OptimizeUCenters.com, and it's the letter U, OptimizeUCenters.com/Chattanooga, or you can just find your own location because he's here in Cleveland and some other places. And then the Rebellion one is RebellionHealth.care, RebellionHealth.care.
Cool. Want to make end this show with one study on colon cancer, because it is becoming epidemic. Colon cancer is really a bigger concern growth-wise than any other cancer growing. Well, it's the third leading cause of cancer-related deaths in men and the fourth leading in women. The thing is, none of the GI people are talking about other theories as to why is this. I speak about this probably every other show. They never ask the why. They always say, what can we do about it? I mean, if the tire's already flat, they're just wanting to, you know, patch it. No, we need to figure out why the tires keep going flat on a car if it's doing that. The smart scientists are now looking at the microbiome as the real danger zone. No surprise to me. Ironically, that is an environmental issue, since the gut is really technically outside your body. You could pass a string from the mouth to the opposite end. So we really are a donut. So is food and an environmental factor. So the ultra-processed diets plus the wrong toxic microbes living within a constitute of a major environmental threat. And I love this website or this Instagram called Ask the Dentist. If you go on there, you can go in there, and he has a wonderful little two-minute segment on colon cancer and colonoscopies. And there is a type of bacteria called Fusobacterium, and 40% of all people who have colon cancer have that, and it can originate in the mouth because of using things like Listerine, toothpaste that kill your bacteria. We don't need to be killing the bacteria, because all bacteria is not bad guys. When you kill the bad guys, you're killing the good guys. Would you want to go in and have eliminate all of the criminals at the same time you're going to eliminate the police officers? No, it doesn't work when you do that. So I wrote an ebook about oral health care, The Holistic Navigator. You can download and read that quick ebook. But it is a plan of action by picking the right products that do not kill bacteria and microbiomes in the gum lining. And we talk about gut lining, but the gum lining is also extremely, extremely important. I use a toothpaste from Nutrition World that's just a tooth powder, because it has none of the antibacterials. And you know what? Even in the green pharmacy, the ones that use oregano and the ones that use silver and the ones that use these other herbs that kill bacteria, I'm not using any of those unless I have an issue. If I feel sickly or something, I will use those. Or, you know, if I thought I was getting sick for 3 or 4 days, but I will then reimplant. I'm actually using a new sachet probiotic made by Dr. O'Hara, which has given me the largest poops of 69 years.
God, I can't think of a better way than the podcast, but yep. I'm going to try. I'm going to remind people that this comes out as a podcast. If you're listening to radio every Tuesday, you can find it at Vital Health Radio, Vital Health Radio download on your favorite podcast platforms. And all my podcasts can be found at Nuga Podcast. Podcast is plural. NugaPodcast.com. 22 podcast with one click. And that's the show for today. Vital Health Radio, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. And this whole thing is brought to you by Nutrition World.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.